they make the rounds on the town in a maximum limousine. You found the right radio show for a couple of guys who are in the know about the best places to go in the local scene. Chef and the Fat Man, Chef and the Fat Man. Why should you ever trust a cook that isn't portly? You found the right radio show for a couple of guys who are in the know about the best places to go in the local scene.
Good afternoon, everyone. It's that time of the week, the time you've anxiously been awaiting, the time where you grab the mothers, the fathers, the sisters, the brothers, the boyfriends, the girlfriends, or if you're from the left coast, you grab them both, and you gather on the old tube radio as it's time once again for that weekly culinary journey down true theater of the mind radio, Chef and a Fat Man and Blue Collar Chefs. We are the only live radio cooking show in the world that takes you and yours on that weekly culinary journey. And we are taking you on a culinary journey for the next couple of weeks, my friends, that will bedazzle you. It will make you salivate. And this little disclaimer, Chef and a Fat Man is not responsible for any dry cleaning bills that you have from drooling all over yourself or driving off the road and slamming into somebody, because the excitement will abound. And the reason it will is because we are live today and next week from the legendary, the King of Kings, the other King of Memphis. It is Silky O'Sullivan's on Beale Street. We are here from Memphis in May, taking it to the streets of Memphis, Tennessee, baby. I'm telling you, we are here celebrating Memphis in May, the great barbecue festival of all barbecue festivals. We will be spending time on the mile-long stretch of mega cookers. We will be seeing and smelling and tasting more barbecue than you would ever want to in a lifetime. That's because Chef Eric and I are fat. Fat people can eat more. We have a larger capacity, so we can sample more. So we are here thanks to Silky O'Sullivan's and the great crew, General Manager Dennis, Chef Joe, and Miss Vicky, the floor manager. We are out here on the beautiful patio. Imagine this, my friend. You're in New Orleans, Louisiana. You're on a beautiful courtyard surrounded by statuesque trees. Wrought iron everywhere. And a couple of goats. There is no place on earth like Silky O'Sullivan's. We are outside where there is a bit of weeping pouring from the sky. But this does not dash the hopes of those who want fine libation food and barbecue. No, no, no. They are here as we are because of our incredible sponsors. We couldn't do it without the Big Green Egg, the ultimate cooking experience. And, of course, by Schumann Produce and Real Sweet Onions. In fact, Real Sweet, follow Real Sweet on Facebook. Although, Chef Eric, we're going to have to talk to you about the abuse of Real Sweet a little earlier in the day. But anyway, Real Sweet flew business class on AirTran because only Chef Eric has the diamond on Delta. So we, Real Sweet, got a first-class ride down here on AirTran up to Memphis, and he is there, and he was at Silky O'Sullivan's, and he's going to be with us on the Riverwalk. So follow the adventures of Real Sweet, because Real Sweet by Schumann Produce, one of the leaders, industry leaders in Real Sweet Onions from Vidalia or Peruvian Sweet. Vidalia onions are right in the heart of it, and Chef Eric, I know people go in the store all the time and they go, how do I know if I'm buying Real Sweet onions? Well, if it doesn't say Real Sweet on the bag or the tag,
it ain't.
There you go. And that's for a guy from the left coast. He says that pretty good, that it ain't. And, of course, by Fee Brothers. They're more than just bitters. They're cocktail cordials, syrups at all. And they make sure that your cocktail experience leaves you with nothing but a sweet taste and no bitter ends.
They're cordially bitter, if you will.
Cordially bitter.
Yeah.
There you go. And, of course, by the Hotel Monteleone, the crown jewel of the French Quarter. If you want class distinction, it's 375 steps to Arnaud's French 75 cigar bar. And Chef Eric has informed us that it's 1,268 steps to
Harrah's Casino.
Harrah's Casino.
Yeah.
Now, the steps, of course, are predicated on amount of alcohol consumed before you started walking. Steps kind of get a little different the way everybody walks. But anyway, and of course, by Silky O'Sullivan's, they are the club, the number one club on Beale Street. If you're in Memphis and haven't been to Silky O'Sullivan's, Hey, baby, you ain't been to Memphis.
That's right.
And, Chef Eric, by the Israeli Ministry of Tourism. They are a proud sponsor of ours, and they are going to be taking Chef and the Fat Man to Israel November 12th through the 20th. We have the date now official as of this show. We'll be in Israel from the 12th to the 20th, and we are very excited. We're going to fly El Al, which I'm very excited about. Never flown an airline. I hear nothing
about it. You know, that's the one where the guy has the Uzi when you get on board.
So?
I think it's great. I love it.
I'm
going to be asking, you know, what do you have that sighted in at?
It's like having safe airplane travel.
That's what I was safe airplane travel. That's right. That's right.
Anyway, great shout out to Dana Shemesh and Joe the Man.
Yes.
He is the man. Of course, he was a Delta man, too, so you guys just hit it off once I told him that you were a diamond member.
Yeah.
Anyway, so we're so glad to be here. And, Chef Eric, we are really, this town is really historical in so many reasons. Rock and roll music, blues, barbecue, just culturally, it's so significant. And this town has seen such a rebirth, especially in the last few years. And one of the things that helped to really bring Memphis back to the spotlight, besides all this, is the incredible Memphis in May program. It starts long before the barbecue contest.
Right.
It all started in a dusty, gravelly little parking lot. Now it takes a mile along the Riverwalk. It's an amazing place, Memphis.
It's incredible. I've never seen anything like it at any other barbecue competition. I mean, they'll build up tents. They'll sort of try and mimic Memphis in May, but it's just not the same. Especially you don't have the river right there. I mean, it's just a beautiful setting for it. But, you know, one of the other things that's given Memphis a rebirth, the Grizzlies.
The Grizzlies. That's right, baby. Last night we were here. We actually got to sit down at Havana Mix, which is an awesome cigar store. And it's exactly 214 steps from Silky O'Sullivan's because I went and got a couple of large beverages from Silky's and walked it right over there.
Now, I didn't. How did you actually count when you had your hands busy holding your beer?
I looked at your pedometer.
Oh, is that what it was? Okay.
Your pedometer. But it's very exciting, and we were at Havana Mix last night, and it was so neat to see all the locals in Memphis were in there.
Yeah.
And they're cheering and screaming, and it was a knuckle-biter all the way down to the end. But the Grizz won out, beat the Thunder, which I think everybody was a little surprised, except the folks in Memphis. So the Grizz are moving on. And you know what? I heard a cheer go up all the way down to Silky O'Sullivan because it's the biggest, baddest, best club in all of Memphis. So if you ain't here, you ain't in Memphis. So they were having a ball.
Well, you know, people that were planning on being here on Friday for the game, 5?
Yes.
Because there is no game 5 now, they can all come to Silky's because the Memphis Grizzlies play right across the street.
And you know what makes Silky so special is it pays a great reverence to their sister city of New Orleans. It's atmosphere, it's incredible music, it's wonderful food, it's incredible beverages. In fact, the one beverage I have not tried, well, I haven't tried them all at Silky's, but they have this bait bucket. Have you seen that thing?
The yellow bucket?
The yellow bucket. Yeah. It's a bait bucket.
Yeah.
And it has, I think, 9 straws in it to start.
Now, is that just to funnel it to your mouth easier? You just take all 9 straws
in? I don't know, but I asked what's in it, and they said it's easier to tell you what's not in it. That sounds exciting.
Well, did you notice on the bottom of the bar, have you guys been inside there? In the bottom of the bar, you've got all the alcohol up here, and then you've got cases and cases and cases of vodka and rum and other things just sitting right down. I've never seen a bar where you have to have 60 bottles of vodka right below the counter of the bar. So that may tell you how much goes into each one of these things.
Well, I see a lot of bait buckets.
You know, I'm on a diet because I am, after all,
you're not the fat man, so
picture of fitness. But I may actually have to try one of those before
we ought to.
The time is out.
$18 bucks.
$18 for all that?
For all that alcohol?
And they said they sell 50, 100 of them a day.
50, 100 a
well,
day.
Well, I'll give up 9 if you'll give up 9, and we'll do one, all right?
Absolutely.
All right.
Absolutely.
Well, of course, that is the docile tones and the deep baritone fake voice of our good executive.
Fake voice? Yeah, thank you.
Our great executive chef, Eric Koldo. And you know, Chef Eric, Silky's for a long time had been known as a great place to come and get a drink. Then a few years ago, they decided to put more emphasis on the food. And they brought in a great chef. This guy, listen, what he does with his sausage is amazing. And he went working on his sausage to working here and taking over the kitchen at Silky O'Sullivan's. It has now become a place to go, not only to drink, but to eat. And when we come back, executive chef Joe, and I won't even try to see, is it Catrone or Catrone?
Oh, please. Catrone.
All right. Well, I wanted to make it more Italian than I guess you are. Anyway, it's food, fun, and celebrating a good life. We will be right back. We're live from Silky O'Sullivan's on Beale Street, where we're taking it to the streets of Memphis.